Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 8 July 2015. It is Wednesday. Oh, my. If you were not watching the financial markets last night, and I hope you weren't. I hope you were sleeping, getting a good night's sleep. But Larry emailed me from California and said, check it out. And, yeah, I had been watching it myself. In fact, several times during the night, I couldn't resist to see the panic in the China sell-off. That's right. The Chinese markets were in free fall last night. We'll talk more about it because I want to tell you how many stocks have been taken offline in China. They had to stop the free fall. Or, well, it didn't stop the free fall. They attempted to stop the free fall. So the Chinese markets in free fall. Of course, Greece is blamed to an extent of that. But China's got a lot of financial problems. And given the fact that we heavily depend upon China, what is that going to do to our market today when it opens? Because so many of our stocks in the NASDAQ are Chinese. So it's going to, could be a bloody battle today on Wall Street. Other than that, Donald Trump is in the news. And I think this recent murder in San Francisco kind of proves his point, but nobody's wanting to directly relay that. What they're saying is, you know, Donald Trump, horrible, horrible man. He makes these racial slurs like people coming across the border are rapists. Well, he should have said murderer because of what happened to, allegedly, a lot of people are saying that this was a setup situation also. The young, beautiful girl in San Francisco walking along the pier with her father, who was shot and killed in front of everyone. The man had been deported 5 times from the United States, and he was part of a sanctuary city. So, Donald Trump, you keep saying what you're saying. More people are dropping him. NASCAR, number of businesses dropping him. Macy's. But he says, fine, Macy's makes their clothes in China anyway, and it's his line of clothing, so it just gets to be more interesting. But everybody's wanting to distance themselves and name him the crazy one. You know, there's always a crazy one. Have you ever thought about that? Ross Perot was the crazy guy. Then there was Ron Paul. He was the crazy guy. They always have to have a crazy person, and I think Donald Trump has now gained that title by the media that calls itself mainstream media. Price of oil still down, $52.40. Price of gold way down, $11.53. Dropped about 20 points yesterday. $11.53 this morning. So what is going to happen today in Wall Street? It's going to be a big issue. But it's also a detraction from everything else that's happening. And one of those things is more information has now been released regarding the IRS and the 501c4 organizations that they attempted and did attack. That story ought to close down the IRS forever. And I want to make an editorial statement about that a little bit later, regarding how we should be perceiving what's going on with the IRS rather than acquiescing and acting like, oh, well, we just have to pay. We just have to pay, pray, and obey. And that really bothers me. I don't care how many emails I got from all of you saying, you are so wrong. That is what Romans is all about. Well, that was Paul saying that, and I don't know that, well, we could get into that, but I know it's only going to start a firestorm of those people that are upset that I make that statement. What's going to be next for the Greek crisis? We'll talk about it. And European stocks, Chinese stocks, commodities, they are all crashing today, ladies and gentlemen. And Pope Francis says, God told him to revise the Ten Commandments. We'll talk about it in this hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley with the Power Hour.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and doing something about it. It's called Prepare, Prepare, Prepare. And why? Because it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Even Fox Business News this morning says, tracking the China meltdown. And if it were not really in the middle of the meltdown, I can assure you the Fox Info babes would not be saying anything about it. Because they want you to believe, all is well, all is well, all is well. In fact, Larry, I want to thank him for this recent email. He said, China is tanking big time. Little about it in the mainstream media, and there hasn't been much. Today, they can't not deal with it. They have to. He says, Greece is in default. Mainstream media, big time push. And, of course, the question about, is there going to be a coup? A U.S. orchestrated coup. That's my own editorial comment. And Puerto Rico is in default with very little mainstream coverage. The euro fears collapse. Several South American countries are at or near default. Look at Argentina. The U.S. is surrounded by countries in banking collapses, yet our propaganda machine continues to push the idea that, don't worry, all is well in the U.S. And we are in a recovery phase. I've heard that so many times recently. And when they can't hide our real situation any longer, the U.S. will be the worst collapse of all because we have the largest debt of any country in recorded history. Kudos. You're seeing it like it is. Now let's talk about what happened last night. The markets, when they opened in China, immediately began to tank. So as a result of that, they stopped selling some of the stocks. In fact, about, 1,300 of the stocks were taken off the market. Or 1,600, sorry. 1,600 were taken off the market. Right now, as we speak, there are only 22% of the stocks in China that are trading in the Chinese market. Because of the fact that they couldn't stop them from sliding and crashing, so they just stopped trading, which is bringing about more unrest in China because people don't know what is going on. Let me give an example of what happened. The Chinese market, the Shanghai market, 5.91% in the red last night. Now remember, they've already been 20% down. That's another 5% on top of that. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down 5.84%. The Nikkei was down 3.14%. And the Kospi, now that's the Japanese Nikkei, and the South Korean Kospi was down 1.18%. So they stopped the trading of about 1,600 or 43% of all the companies on the Shanghai were not traded. The Hang Seng had the biggest drop ever, the Hong Kong Hang Seng, of 1,458 points. Think about that. The euro is down to 1.10 now, and it is literally a China meltdown. Now, there are a lot of Chinese stocks on the NASDAQ, and a lot of people in the U.S. have been making profits off of China. Now, with the Chinese markets in free fall, what is that going to do to the NASDAQ today? Now, in China, they have the 10% circuit breaker, so that if the stocks drop more than 10% or 10%, then it stops trading. And that, thus, we had the 1,600 that were not traded. So, what is behind all this? Is it Greece? Well, according to Economic Collapse blog, the European stocks, Chinese stocks, and commodities are all crashing. And they ask the question, are the U.S. stocks next? A global stock market crash has begun. Now, that's a statement made by Economic Collapse. A global stock market crash has begun. European stocks are crashing, Chinese stocks are crashing, commodities are crashing, and guess what? All of those things happened right before the U.S. stocks crashed in the fall of 2008. In so many ways, it seems like we are watching a replay of the financial crisis of 2008, but this time around, the world is in fear in far worse shape financially than we were before in 2008. Global debt levels are an all-time high. $75 trillion global shadow banking system could implode at any time. And there are hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives that threaten to wipe out major banks all over the planet. The last major worldwide financial crash was almost 7 years ago. Very little has been done since that time to prepare for the next one. If global markets do not calm down, we could see carnage in the months ahead that is absolutely unprecedented. There you've got it from Economic Collapse. And it is looking bad. It's looking really bad. If you're invested in the markets, I know it's a really difficult situation. Do you get out? Do you not? What do you do about your 401ks? What do you do about retirement programs? Will there be any retirement programs? And that's the scary part. Saudi Arabia is going to invest a record $10 billion in Russia. I'll tell you what, Russia sure is gaining the BFFs lately, isn't it? They are gaining the friends. The Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, in partnership with the Russian Direct Investment Fund, has agreed to invest $10 billion in Russian projects, the largest foreign investment in Russia. We have reached the final agreements and are announcing the creation of a partnership with the Sovereign Fund of Saudi Arabia, which under the PIF, the Direct Investment Fund, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, will invest $10 billion into projects in Russian territory. These funds are expected to be implemented within 4 to 5 years. He said the first 4 or 5 investment deals are expected to be signed in the next 2 to 3 months and could attract partners from China, South Korea, and the UAE, United Arab Emirates. So you've got the Russian Direct Investment Fund, the RDIF, and the PIF in Saudi Arabia that will invest these funds. Think about, you've got now Saudi Arabia helping out Russia. Do we notice anything here happening that maybe our sovereign counterpart, supposedly in the Middle East, may have drifted away? Well, in other financial news, the AIIB and the BRICS Bank are not rivals, but they're complementary. The Chinese-led Asian Infrastructure and Investment Bank, the AIIB, and the BRICS New Development Bank. Now, the BRICS is really named for the countries, Brazil, India, China, South Africa, Russia. That's the BRICS countries that are funding this new bank called the NDB, the New Development Bank. Anyway, they say they can coexist. I think there is enough room for everybody. Our economy is so underinvested. So the Asian bank, BRICS, and other banks will have a field for investment. They're having a meeting in Moscow on Tuesday. The meeting is ahead of the 7th BRICS summit on July 8 to 10 in Ufa, Russia. The bloc intends to launch a $100 billion NDB bank and a currency pool worth the same. The bank is intended to complement the World Bank and fund infrastructure projects within the group, while the pool would protect BRICS from currency volatility. You notice how well the Russian bank is doing, or the BRICS bank is doing, and how poor the U.S. banks are doing? Greece must meet the deadline on Sunday to reform or face a euro exit. Bloomberg reports that European leaders set a Sunday deadline to rescue Greece, saying otherwise they're going to take the unprecedented step of propelling the country out of the euro. So Sunday should be the deadline. Now remember, they keep moving the line in the sand, but Sunday should be the date. At a summit in Brussels, Greece, anti-austerity government was given 5 days to make new economic reform proposals that could earn another aid package and save it from financial ruin. Sunday now looms as the climax of a 5-year battle to contain Greece's debts, potentially splintering a currency that was meant to be irreversible and throwing more than a half century of economic and political integration into reverse. We have a Grexit scenario prepared in detail. So said European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. He said, using the shorthand for expulsion from the 19-nation currency area, the Grexit. And, of course, they continue to talk about the haircut they want everyone to take, or the money that they will bail in, removing money from retirement funds or from savings in Greece. Now, what's going to happen next? What can you expect? Well, they say, according to Politico, the Greek government's hunger for cash has stripped the state-run gas company of most of its reserves, raising doubts about how long the country can pay for imports. Now, remember, the company, the banks, were giving out 60 euros per day. Well, they've decreased that now to 50 euros. given the fact that they are running out of money and they say that cannot last much longer. We reported that they were supposed to be done in 2 days. That would put them about today. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know what's going on instead of being entertained. Because if you're watching television, it's all about Hillary's trust issues. Trust issues? Are you kidding me? Does anybody really trust her? I mean, even Bill? Does anybody trust Hillary? Oh, my goodness. Such a joke. And then also you've got Bill Cosby. That's a big story. I mean, how many women are we going to rack up here that have been raped and abused by him before, you know, everyone starts to believe that it might be true? I don't know. Pretty amazing. Pretty disgusting. Getting back to the international news, explosives were stolen from a French army base. Terrorism not ruled out. According to RT, explosives were stolen from this munitions base in the south of France. About 200 detonators and explosives were taken from the facility in the town of Miramas. The theft comes despite an increase in security after two major terrorist attacks in 2015. I'd say it's not going all that well for the security there. Explosives, along with 180 detonators, 40 grenades, were snatched from the complex, which is about 60 kilometers north of Marseille. Investigators are still trying to find out the full extent of the raid and have not ruled out that more explosives could be missing. I wonder how many would make it a problem. I think maybe 180 detonators and 40 grenades, bad enough right there. The theft was first spotted at the 200-acre base used as a logistics center for France's foreign operations on Monday. Oh, well, we'll probably be seeing those detonators and grenades appear somewhere else, don't you think? I have a feeling. Pope Francis has now been instructed by God himself to revise the Ten Commandments. Were you aware of that? I find that quite interesting that the Pope has received a message from God that he has been given the job to do that. It's a little bit, I don't know, it comes from real news right now. Pope Francis kicked off the start of a three-nation trip across South America today with his first Mass, with over a million Ecuadorians in attendance in the coastal city of Guayaquil. During his sermon, Pope Francis announced to Christians around the world that God had given, called upon him, instructing him to revise the most sacred of texts, the Ten Commandments. It was given to the Israelites, you remember, by God at Mount Sinai. The commandments include instructions for worship and list several prohibited practices. Now, do you recall that it was because of the Catholic Church that the Sabbath was changed from Sunday to Saturday? Were you aware of that? From Saturday to Sunday. And now he has been given the word. Now, if you're Catholic, you probably like this. You probably like the idea that your Pope is the one that's given these jobs. And I'm really not trying to be light about this, but I'm really a little bit concerned about this story. During the sermon, he announced that we are faced with an ever-increasing temptation brought on by the evils of modern society. He said the updated commandments reflect the changing times and include some minor rewording of the existing rules as well as the addition of the two new commandments. The fourth commandment, which advocates the proper respect be shown toward one's parents, has been reworded in order to include children raised by same-sex parents. Pope Francis said the seventh commandment, prohibiting adultery, and among other things, homosexuality, has been removed entirely as instructed by God in order to extend God's grace to all children. Addressing the inclusion of the new commandments, which bring the total number to 11, I have a problem with this. Okay, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour, and I'll continue. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll talk about the 11th commandment.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We got a really interesting program today. The second hour, Jason Derkovics and Dr. Eric Llewellyn will be joining us from the UK. Grown by Nature is an item that we've carried a lot of and we've sold a lot of. And we're going to talk to Dr. Llewellyn about why, when Gary Null said yesterday, or Dr. Gary Null said that we need about 400 milligrams every morning of magnesium, and they only have 30 milligrams in Grown by Nature. Why is this? So that's one of the questions I want to ask Dr. Llewellyn and Jason Derkovics. They'll be on today at 8 a.m. Central Time. At 9 a.m., oh my gosh, you're in for a treat. John Herlovsky wrote a book called Sorcerer's Apprentice, and it's about the military use of remote viewing. Oh my goodness. I talked to him last night, and I asked him if anybody has remote viewed 9/11, and he said, I did accidentally. I said, tell me the story. I hope he will tell you the story today about how he remotely viewed 9/11 by mistake. What is remote viewing? Well, it's basically teaching people how to be psychic. And he went through the course to become psychic, and he found out that you can be taught to be psychic. Now, is this a gift? Is it an evil thing? Is it a dark thing? Well, you'll have to make that decision yourself. But this is going to be inside the CIA's psychic program and the remote viewing that many people have done. We had General Stubblebein on at one point, who was ahead of the remote viewing program in the 1980s. And we've had John Ronson on, The Men Who Stare at Goats. You'll probably recall that. So today we're going to have John Herlovsky join us in the third hour. So that will be interesting, I guarantee you. All right, let's get back to the news and the Pope's new job, which is to interpret the or change the commandments. Anyway, addressing the inclusion of the new commandments, which bring the total number to 11, Pope Francis praised the rapid growth of technology in the digital age, but said progress comes at a price. The new fifth commandment, which replaces the prohibition of adultery, forbids all aspects of genetic engineering and bans the consumption of genetically modified foods. Well, I gotta admit, I kind of like the idea of that. I don't know that I would make it a commandment and say that God said to do that. But that's what he is saying. So, did God tell him that? That's a pretty good one, if you ask me. Anyway, the new fifth commandment, which replaces the prohibition of adultery, forbids all aspects of genetic engineering and bans the consumption of genetically modified foods. Lastly, the 11th commandment disallows personal idolization and the glorification of oneself over God. Using the Kardashians, a highly publicized celebrity family, as an example, Pope Francis said, selfies are an abomination in the eyes of our Lord. Okay, does that make it a sin, a full-fledged sin then? Selfies? Now, if you're not familiar with selfies, that's when you hold up your camera, phone/phone, and take a picture of yourself. Those are selfies. A spokesman for the Vatican, Father Federico Lombardi, said the 11 commandments are currently being etched into marble by Italian sculptor and upon completion will be unveiled to the world in St. Peter's Square following an internationally televised mass. Now, I'm hoping this is a real story. There's no source here. I'm going to tell you there's no source. So we consider these kinds of things chatter until we have source. But I thought it was an interesting story to tell you, so I just wanted to share that with you. New commandments written by the Pope. We'll see if that's a real story or not. And I don't normally do this, but I just thought that was so fascinating that anyone would put that much time and effort into it. And maybe it is misleading, maybe it's not. We'll find out if he really said that. All right, getting back to other news. Now, this is real. The IRS ought to be eliminated for a whole bunch of reasons. Now, this is only one of the latest reasons on the stack of other reasons. But new documents show extensive collaboration between the IRS, the DOJ, to criminally prosecute conservative groups. New documents that were obtained by the government watchdog group, Judicial Watch, which I got to commend them. They are amazing in staying after some of these issues, and you know they're being watched very carefully. It appears now that the IRS illegally shared, by violating federal law, 1.25 million pages of taxpayer information. I repeat, now this is criminal. This is absolutely criminal. Why are we acquiescing to this organization? Because we're scared. That's why. When you get that little thing in the mail that says, oh, you owe us another $3,560.72. Please send it immediately. Oh, man, rush to the post office. Get it gone, right? No reason needed, just they need more money. And yet they can share 1.25 million pages of taxpayer information with the DOJ, which were contained on nearly two dozen FBI backup tapes. Furthermore, information shows the DOJ wanted IRS officials who were scheduled to testify in front of Congress about the targeting scandal to turn over planned remarks to them before delivering on Capitol Hill. Well, I really think Judicial Watch deserves some kudos for this story. I could go into it more. It is, by the way, it's 501c4 organizations. And a 501c4 is a social welfare organization, like a civic league or organization not organized for profit, but operated exclusively for the promotion of social welfare. Do you know any that do, really? And local associations of employees, membership of which is limited to the employees of a designated person in a particular municipality, and homeowners associations, volunteer fire companies, organizations that engage in substantial lobbying activities. Now, churches are 501c3, and these are 501c4 organizations that primarily were targeted here. There were some 501c3s also. But 1.25 million pages illegally shared, criminally shared with the DOJ. The revelation that's just now come about likely means that the IRS, including possibly Lois Lerner, violated federal tax law by transmitting this information to the Justice Department. That 1.25 million pages of confidential IRS returns that were shared from 113,000 nonprofits that were 501c4. Or almost every 501c4 in the United States had their information turned over to the Justice Department. Unbelievable. And what are we doing? Run to the bank and pay your money, or run to the post office and pay your money. Get it out quick. They say we owe. They say we owe. You know, if all the talk show hosts that talk truth were being really honest, now let's just say it like it is. If we were being really honest, here's what we would say. Don't support a criminal organization. But because we collectively are afraid of the IRS, we don't say that. You've got a code that is how many thousands of pages long? 70,000, something like that? How can anyone know what is in that code? How can anyone get a tax return correct? When you take it to two different people and you ask them to do your taxes, they come up with two different numbers. Or you take it to three people and they come up with three different numbers. $113,000 nonprofit 501c4 social welfare groups had their information illegally turned over to the Justice Department. And we don't do anything. And, you know, they even talked about the fact that these groups need to be made a public example with prosecution. They're trying to scare people, and guess what? It's working. These new documents show that the Obama IRS scandal is also an Obama DOJ and an Obama FBI scandal. Now, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said in a statement, and I'm telling you, this guy has got guts. The FBI and Justice Department worked with Lois Lerner and the IRS to concoct some reason to put President Obama's opponents in jail before the reelection. And this abuse resulted in the FBI's illegally obtaining confidential taxpayer information. How can the Justice Department and FBI investigate the very scandal in which they were implicated? Look at the talk show host, and I mean look critically at the talk show host that won't even mention the IRS. Won't even mention it on their shows. Now, that's one of the hugest problems that we have. But remember, the Rice Road Church I told you about said, pay, pray, and obey. Because God put those people in that job and they said to pay, and you should pay, as in Romans. Really? Paul said that, as I recall. Anyway, it's no wonder that Lerner's hard drive magically crashed, losing thousands of emails sent and received during that time period. Ladies and gentlemen, you are supporting a criminal organization. That is proof enough right there. If you need more proof than that, well, so be it. Three Supreme Court justices, this bothers me a whole lot, who have been ruled on cases involving companies in which they own stock. Now we've got a criminal Supreme Court. And a criminal everything else, if you ask me. But the Supreme Court's top justice and two associate justices have repeatedly ruled in cases involving companies in which they owned stock. The organization Fix the Court says in a PDF report that Chief Justice John Roberts and associate justices Stephen Breyer and Samuel Alito have created created conflicts of interest by participating in decisions that potentially affected their stock portfolio. Fix the Court reviewed cases heard by the court between 2009 and 13, focused on 19 cases in which the three justices owned stock in companies that filed friend of the court or amicus curiae briefs. Now, those amicus curiae briefs carry a lot of weight, especially when they come from the Supreme Court. The report says that in those cases, 68% of the time, Roberts, Breyer, and Alito sided with the companies in which they own stock. How surprising, right? The other six justices were omitted from the study because they don't own a significant amount of common stock in individual companies. The 19 conflict of interest cases involve such matters as mandatory arbitration, affirmative action, and corporate immunity for international law violations. Danger, red flag. Examples provided by Fix the Court include three class action cases, Walmart v. Dukes, AT&T v. Concepcion, and Comcast v. Behrend, in which Roberts owned up to $100,000 in shares of Intel, which filed a brief in support of Comcast, owned up to $100,000 in shares of Dell, which supported AT&T, and up to $400,000 combined in shares of Intel, Microsoft, and Hewlett-Packard, which filed an amicus for Walmart. How do these people make so much money sitting on the bench is what I want to know. It's kind of like the president. He goes in with $300,000 in his total, or $300,000 to $600,000 in his total financial bottom line statement, and he comes out buying a $12 million house in Hawaii. And you have to wonder, what was his second job? In another case, Kiobel v. Royal Dutch Petroleum, Breyer and Alito sided with the defendant, which was supported by IBM. Breyer owned up to 50,000 in shares, and by Caterpillar, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, IBM, and Procter & Gamble. And Alito owned as much as $280,000 in these companies. You know, their bottom line would have been affected tremendously. Now, that is absolutely, without a doubt, conflict of interest. And not once did any of the justices from any of those cases recuse themselves. Not once. Criminal, criminal, criminal. Now, if you were on the other side of one of those cases, wouldn't you have a little heartburn over all of this? Gay marriage. State agency orders Christians to stop talking about their faith, according to Kit Daniels. After a Christian couple said they refused to bake a gay wedding cake because they have faith in the Lord, an Oregon state agency ordered them to cease and desist talking about their faith. Now, let me go back to this case, because this is supposedly these people went in who were same-sex, getting married, and one of these people declines to make them a wedding cake. Now, most of the lesbians and the gays deal with lesbian, gay people. That's, you know, they're kind of like the Mennonites. They do business with their own. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But I find this very suspicious that they just went in, asked them to do a wedding cake, and made sure they knew that, you know, same sex. And the couple, Aaron and Melissa Klein, said, no, we don't believe in that. And here's part of the conversation. I don't want to be part of her marriage, which I think is wrong. Klein said, I know who I am, and I want to live my life the way I want to live my life. And you know, I choose to serve God. Then the Kleins also said, it's one of those things where you never want to see something you put so much work into go belly up. But on the other hand, I have a faith in the Lord, and he's taken care of me up to this point, and I'm sure he will in the future. That was back in 2013. And as a result of saying no to the cake, which I think was probably a setup situation myself, but that's my own opinion, the couple, Aaron and Melissa Klein, were also ordered to pay $135,000 to the lesbian couple that they refused to serve for emotional damages. Hey, you could make a living doing this, couldn't you? I wonder if they ever thought about that. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Thank you.
Magically reconnected. Sorry about that. I guess stuff happens, doesn't it? Anyway, getting back to the news, we are training ISIL. That's what allegedly, we all know that that's what's happening, right? Anyway, the White House website has corrected Obama's speech blooper. Paul Joseph Watson says that House.gov website corrected this embarrassing mistake made by Barack Obama during a press briefing. In it, he said the U.S. forces were training ISIL. Oh, my goodness, a little bit of the truth snuck out, huh? How does it feel? Anyway, the WhiteHouse.gov transcript left in its original quote, but placed the word Iraqi in brackets after the word ISIL, correcting Obama's mistake. Con versus the nullification. In the email blast and at the Power Hour news section, and you can check out all these stories at the Power Hour news section. Wanda gets them up there. She does an amazing job. And there's a video about the nullification. Con versus nullification. Today, most Americans realize the federal government is out of control. Many are looking ways to rein it in. How hard are they, really? I mean, if you'd just seen July 4th and everybody talking about how great freedom is. There are two proposals being offered to accomplish this worthwhile goal. First, some are promoting the calling of an Article 5 convention, also known as a Convention of the States, or a Con. Advocates of the Article 5 convention look to repair the Constitution. Nullification does not call for changing the Constitution, but for enforcing it. Really, but it opens the door to anything and everything, and also it puts the camel's nose squarely under the tent. School administrators in Iowa to monitor students with body cameras. They will, school administrators in Iowa will soon be outfitted with body cameras in a new program aimed at monitoring interactions with students. According to a Des Moines Register, the 13 cameras worth roughly $1,100 will be provided to principals and other administrators throughout the Burlington Community School District. Aldo Leopold Middle School Principal Mark Yeoman, who was exonerated by a school surveillance camera last year after being accused of kicking a student, stated that the body cameras would allow administrators to monitor student movement in the hallways and in lunchrooms, as well as during conversations with students and parents. Uh-oh, I guess you see the problems in all of this. Now, remember, of course, we want to solve a problem, which is we don't want those students lying about kicking the principal or the principal kicking them. So we'll just take away their privacy. That's the way that works. Stuart Rhodes calls for an emergency summit, ladies and gentlemen. We need to talk about this. And the U.S. Mint ran out of silver. We'll be back after this. 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.